I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The early goose hunting season in West Virginia is just around the corner. We'll talk a little more about it coming up right after this. Part 2 of the DNR report in 3, 2, 1. September 1st through the 18th are the dates for the early goose hunting season in the Mountain State this year. Biologist Steve Wilson at the DNR in Elkins explains why the season opens so early.
It kind of goes back into the 90s when, if you recall, most of the Atlantic flyway states had their regular goose seasons closed for a few years. That was to protect migrant birds. Well, in the meantime, we've got lots of resident birds that need to be harvested to keep their numbers in check. So we look for ways outside of the typical season dates, and one thing we came up with was September.
Well, there's certainly no shortage of resident geese here. Wilson says that's because they don't have any need to go elsewhere.
You know, we keep developing perfect goose habitat all the time. You put in a golf course or park or somewhere, and you have this nice fertilized manicured grass, and you always have to have a little bit of water around because everybody likes a pond, and then you've got it close to houses and people, so that hunting is not really feasible, and presto, you have created perfect goose habitat.
And the geese by nature don't make the best neighbors. Dropping, shed feathers, and at times aggressive behavior are problematic. Unfortunately, there isn't much that can be done in those very public places, but in spots where they can be hunted, Wilson says the prospects of success are pretty good.
But if you look around for a couple days and see where they're hanging out, where they're feeding, slip in there before daylight, get yourself concealed, put out a few decoys, do a little bit of calling, those birds will probably come right on in, at least the first time. They're very mobile, and a little bit of hunting pressure will cause them to change their patterns. Also, you know, you might be seeing them in one place for a couple of days or several days in a row, and then all of a sudden they disappear. Well, you need to look around. Somebody just cut a cornfield down the road 5 miles.
And remember, although we're hunting resident birds, all federal migratory waterfowl rules apply here. You have to use non-toxic shot. Only shotguns. Have a plug in your shotgun. Carry a HIP registration card and your federal waterfowl stamp. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.